Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nearly 20 years after the kidnapping and murder of a Philadelphia man, the feds have charged five people in an alleged elaborate plot. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, authorities say the group dressed up as police officers to kidnap the man and his girlfriend.
On August 26th of 2006, the feds say Shamari Taylor and his girlfriend were kidnapped in West Philly by men dressed as police officers using fake badges, patrol lights, and guns. The pair was taken to a warehouse in North Philly, officials say, where Taylor was tortured. His girlfriend was eventually let go. They say Taylor was suffocated, his body then dumped in Fairmount Park. Days later, it was moved to a vacant lot. The same day Taylor was killed, his house was robbed and ransacked, and both his sister and mother were shot in the head, but somehow survived. About a month after Taylor's disappearance, a man named Kenneth Tuck was arrested in connection with the kidnapping, but was later acquitted after two trials. Later, investigators say they found out a witness was bribed by one of Tuck's family members. For more than a decade, Taylor's family didn't know what happened to him until his body was found nearly 12 years to the week he was killed under a charter school parking lot. Now the feds have charged Tuck, Kevin Holloway, Mark Scott, Linton Mathis, and Atiba Wicker with kidnapping resulting in death and a related conspiracy charge, as well as aiding and abetting. They say the group planned Taylor's abduction to rob him of drugs and money. If convicted, the charges carry a mandatory life in prison sentence. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Taylor was the son of the late state Rep. John Myers, a Vietnam War veteran who served 8 terms in Harrisburg, who died before knowing what happened to his son. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.